Hear that? That's what cooked when you order Juicy Beef sounds like. The steaming hug of two slices of melted cheese, the crunch of tangy pickles and sliced onions, all topped with a toasted sesame seed bun. That's the sound of a quarter pounder with cheese.
Fresh beef at participating U.S. McDonald's. Excludes Alaska, Hawaii, and U.S. territories.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
School is back, and Dick's Sporting Goods has what you need to win your year. Shop the hottest styles from the best brands like Nike, Jordan, FP Movement, Adidas, and Stanley. Stop by your local store or visit dicks.com for fast shipping. Now you're ready to win your year.
BetOnline is your number one source for all sports betting needs this season. From baseball, golf, soccer, right to all the top fights in UFC, MMA, and boxing. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. When the game's over, head on over to our online casino and get in a game of blackjack or poker, or unwind with one of our over 150 slots games. Head to the website today to get in on the action. Use promo code BLEAV, that's B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% free bet credit on your first deposit up to $250. Bet online. The game starts here.
Orgullosamente Latino hasta la muerte y después. Worldwide Latino pride. The ambassadors of violence. LAX, K-Dog, the notorious 187 homicide.
Bang, the tang, the tang, tang. Don't say nothing. Bang, the tang, the tang, tang. We be thumping. Bang, the tang, the tang, tang. Just act like you know and homie, stop rocking.
Welcome to stomping. I'm from Miami, not Compton. Down with the S's in the 6-4 hopping. To my Boricuas in the 787. And those up in Brooklyn pulling 211.
I come through stomping, rolling in my low top chucks, making sure you suckers feel me every time we bust. Shackled up like a nut, going 5150. G'd up in the feed up, greased up in some dickies.
I rap a lot, like the label out of Houston. Sneaky like the clucker in the shop, straight boosting. To all my gente down in Juarez. Calma de un momento, paisa, no dispares.
Put it down from Killer Kelly to the MIA. Ask the homie Crazy K, yo man, that boy don't play. It's in my N-I-A-K, putting it down all day. Representing Southern Cali, get in my way, don't get sprayed.
We be thumping.
Bang, the tang, the tang, tang.
Don't say nothing.
Bang, the tang, the tang, tang.
We be thumping.
Bang, the tang, the tang.
All right, so next one's from Kevin. Context is king. Am I wrong, or when Tony Khan said that his company was the safest wrestling company, he was doing so in reference to sexual harassment claims? Since then, every time a wrestler gets physically hurt, I read or hear some podcaster snidely say, safest wrestling company. Tony Khan has made some silly claims, but this one seems to have been taken out of context. Thoughts? That's Kevin from Monterey, California. I don't see. That's the thing. I'm not exactly sure, because he said other things in context about how safe the place is. So I'm pretty sure I've heard him say like they're the safest place to work to put the record up against anybody. So I don't know if this is
taken. But does he mean safe? As
okay, but
far
I can bring
people...
this up there. Okay, if it's not, if I am taking out context, I'm going to bring it up. Okay, it's not a safe work environment there. If guys are hiding in cushions and that should be addressed, I'll bring that up then. Okay, but the thing is that the reason was brought up. I brought it up because Dax went on thing was hiding, said I was hiding injuries. Okay, now I can sit to say that this ruins your narrative of your boss saying this is the safest place to work. Okay, maybe that's taken out of context, but I'm still highlighting an issue that needs to be addressed. Guys should not be hiding concussions in the year 2024, all right? And should hide injuries when you are a commodity of that company is paying guaranteed money to you every week. They want you to stay healthy. So if you are not healthy and you're not telling them and you're exasperating injuries, which could shelve you, they're losing their investment in you for that period of time that you're out because you're not reporting your injuries. You're getting hurt even worse. So that's all. That whether it was taken out of context or not, That's the narrative I want to push, and that's still a relevant topic, especially across the board in wrestling today, is guys not reporting concussions anymore, which is ridiculous because we know what can happen with CTE. I mean, bro, the Chris Benoit thing is the scariest thing that's happened in this business. The guy, like, this business messed the guy up a lot, and he went nuts. And the guy obviously had a lot of head trauma.
Well, they did say it was one of the worst cases they'd ever seen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, of CTE, right?
Right.
Yeah. Yep. So, fine. Let's pretend that I did take it out of context. My point is still should be taken seriously. That's what I would say. So
I don't know if when he says safest, he meant to sexual harassment or he meant to getting hurt. If it's sexual harassment, bro, it doesn't matter what company, what business you're in. When you get a bunch of 20-somethings, female and males, a lot of shit's going to be happening because they're immature and everybody wants to smash.
Yeah.
So that's everywhere. Okay. Then the other one is, I don't know if you can say it's the safest. You got a lot of guys hurt. And I think maybe it's because a lot of guys don't wrestle the whole week, right? And they, once they get on TV, they go out there and do dangerous things, hoping to get hoping to get noticed, right? But there's a risk when shit goes wrong. Look at Edge, Right. Look at Kingston, look at Cole,
Yeah.
It's an odd thing to say, and it opens him up for a lot of responses because say he just meant like, it's the safest as in you go to work, you're comfortable, you're safe, you're not worried, you're in a good environment. But there's been 17 backstage fights there, you know, so that doesn't work either.
That is a good point. How many fights have been backstage in AEW? Oh,
Jesus.
Have there been not that many?
Not 17, but Punk.
No, you're right. Okay, Punk and Jack Perry, Punk and the Elite, Andrade and Sammy. Kingston and Sammy?
Yeah.
Andrade. Yeah. Did Andrade and Sammy, what happened with Andrade and Sammy, Conan? Did they actually?
Yeah. But it was kind of quick. Andrade got on top of him and they broke it up.
Really?
Yeah.
Bro, that's literally more fights than WCW. Like, how many do we have in WCW? The Page and Steiner.
Vader and Orndorff.
Vader and Orndorff. But that was kind of before during the Nitro era.
Didn't Goldberg grip up Evan Courageous one time or something and that had to get broken up?
I don't know. I just can't recall Arn slapping me. I guess it'd be there, you know?
How about the one with Buff and Ernest?
Oh, Buff and Ernest Miller.
And there was one with Hardbody Harrison, and I was actually there for
Alex Wright.
And Alex Wright, yeah.
Right. What? How did that go down?
I don't know. He had that.
The warm up, right?
Yeah, right. I don't know if he tried to hit him with it or Alex hit him with it. Alex definitely didn't back down. That's for sure. Kind of a nice guy. Metrosexual type of guy. Nah, he
but his dad was a shooter.
Right.
And a professional. Yeah. So it's like, you don't mess with sons of shooters.
Right.
Because their dad has taught them to take care of themselves growing up.
Yeah, and Hardbody looked like a guy from the streets, you know, that could handle himself. So I was very I was very surprised with that.
Right.
I remember Jericho said that what started it was that they both wanted to be the heel in the match, and somehow that escalated into like, yeah, they were fighting with the stick and, you know, all that shit.
So they had
some Brad's a wacky.
The flexor bar, whatever.
Conan, NDI. The NCAA has a massive mess on their hands with the transfer portal. This goes for all sports. Football, basketball, and baseball be the front runners. I see it and live it every day as my son is competing to get a look from college baseball scouts. Well, 5,000-plus players are in the portal. JUCO schools are getting overcrowded as well. What are your thoughts on college athletes playing 6 to 7 years at their respective sports? Athletes transferring after freshman year due to no or little playing time instead of working to get better. Thoughts on the virtually no restriction on the portal? That's from Brad Zawacki in Atlanta. I'll tell you this. You know, what the NCAA did is the fact that they were using college athletes to make considerable monetary gain. It went to the courts, and the courts decides like, wait a second, there's literally no reason you're preventing these athletes from getting paid. Okay, so now what you have is since athletes are getting paid, it's kind of like a free market system for the athletes. You can go wherever you want to increase your marketability and I actually don't see anything wrong with it because college athletics is basically run like professional sports. It's like, you know, it's a monetary, it's like there's still the games are in front of massive amounts of people. They're on TV, you know, they got video games of the players and stuff and things. So I don't see anything wrong with it. It's fair, you know?
Well, you know, to me, it was very sad that these athletes were going to schools and, you know, they were getting stadiums full. People are buying their jerseys and they weren't making any money off of that. And then they'd go and sell some autographs in private and get fined for it, you know, so they don't have to do that anymore. Now you got that NLA thing where people are getting paid. And yeah, bro, remember in the old days, Disco, I used to hate this. Like, if a person wanted to transfer to your school, they had to sit out a year. Remember?
Yeah. Right. Yeah,
now you can get them. Right. Now you can get them automatically, and everybody, you know, can go out there and do the same thing. You know, if a person only wants to play for 1 year and wants to go to another school, that's his prerogative.
It's, and it's like,
and everybody is, and it's equal playing ground for everybody. You just got to find the best diamond and cultivate it.
Well, especially in college sports, where there's like no limits to how many players you can have out there practicing and performing. You know, there's like hundreds of the player. It's like, why not? It's like, we have facilities, we have equipment. You want to come here, come in our system and see if you can go out and go on TV and play good, you know, and see if you can make a living out of this, you know. But college athletics is still a skill where people go to college to try to advance themselves in life. And, you know, there's way fewer spots in professional sports. But there's literally no reason to not provide opportunities for college athletes to make it to the big leagues where they can get paid, you know, bank. So it's very fair, in my opinion, nowadays, you know.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential and then threw some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own? With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you can make sure your ride stays running smoothly. Brake kits, LED headlights, exhaust kits, turbochargers, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hear that? That's what cooked when you order juicy beef sounds like. The steaming hug of two slices of melted cheese, the crunch of tangy pickles and sliced onions, all topped with a toasted sesame seed bun. That's the sound of a quarter pounder with cheese.
Fresh beef at participating U.S. McDonald's. Excludes Alaska, Hawaii, and U.S. territories.
Fresh Step knows you'd do anything for your cat. From getting them food that's nicer than yours to letting them take a midday nap on your keyboard. So why settle for basic litter? Switch to Fresh Step. Fresh Step cat litter locks in liquid and odor on contact, giving you up to 15 days of odor control. Learn more at freshstep.com. Step it up to Fresh Step with superior odor control. Versus leading value clumping litter, Fresh Step is a registered trademark of the Clorox Pet Products Company. Febreze is used under license from the Procter & Gamble Company or its affiliates.
School is back, and Dick's Sporting Goods has what you need to win your year. Shop the hottest styles from the best brands like Nike, Jordan, FP Movement, Adidas, and Stanley. Stop by your local store or visit dicks.com for fast shipping. Now you're ready to win your year.
Joe, you smoke, right?
Well, the nicotine vapes, you see me puffing them all the time, you know?
Well, let me tell you about a new sponsor we have called Lucy. It's 100% pure nicotine. It's always tobacco-free. And this is available in pouches, gum, and we got this new thing called breakers, okay? Well, breakers are these little pouches, but there's a capsule of liquid flavor inside that helps saturate the pouch. Breakers are available in 4 milligrams or 8 milligrams. And the flavors are mint, very citrus, espresso. And if you're not a pouch guy or gal, you know, Lucy's gum is available in 2 milligrams, 4 milligrams, or 6 milligrams. So if you like nicotine, it's a great product for you. So set yourself up with a subscription, have Lucy deliver straight to your door. No more weekly or daily gas station stops. Joe, you use this, right?
Yeah, it's because of the thing, you know, you always see me vape on here, and I've had people say before, yeah, you know, doing that on camera, but at the same time, it's a habit, you know, so I started trying the Lucy Breaker pouches, and actually, it's helped me a lot. I think I might switch, because when you vape like that, it can get really expensive, and if this is going to break me of that habit, I'm totally all about it, and it tastes really good, too.
So let's level up your nicotine routine with Lucy. So go to lucy.co/K100. and use the promo code K100 to get 20% off your first order. Lucy offers free shipping and has a 30-day refund policy if you change your mind. That's lucy.co/K100 and use code K100 to get 20% off and always free shipping. And here comes the fine print. Lucy products are only for adults of legal age. Every order is age verified. It's no kids. Warning, this product does contain nicotine, and nicotine is an addictive chemical.
So get your nicotine with Lucy. Boom.
This is very, I'm curious to hear this, Conan. So, hey guys, this is from Jason Turpin. Last week, Dave Penzer took some time out of his burial of Vince Russo to do a drive-by on La Parca. La Parca, now known as LA Park, already had a reputation for being unprofessional after he and his son shot on Fatu and Hammerstone at MLW. Conan previously mentioned that LA Park is so challenging to work with in AAA that he now delegates interactions with him to others. Conan, how did things get so bad between you and LA Park? And how do you book someone there was so much heat that you can't even talk to them? Thanks, and that's from Jason Turpin. P.S. I hope Tony Khan listened to your tips last week. They clearly need help. AEW is further behind than the Mexican space program. It's a good point. Is there a Mexican space program, by the way, Conan?
Not that I know.
I would doubt that. I don't even know if there's a Mexican Air Force. Are there military?
There's a Mexican Air Force. Yeah, there is a Mexican Air Force, and they've actually had Mexican astronauts go into space.
Interesting. Okay, I would think they probably fell asleep while they were up there. Can you comment on this?
So what, the Americans don't fall asleep? They just stay awake the whole day?
It's a siesta joke. It's a racially motivated joke about Mexicans.
Okay. Oh, boy.
Go ahead, Conan. How did it start? Where did you and L.A. Park go bad?
It's very difficult to work with, not just with me, with everybody. He doesn't like to do jobs. He doesn't like to sell. You know, goes into business for his own self. He's got two sons, and he insists that you use them.
What's this story about his son shot off at two in Hammerstone? Do you know this story?
I was there. I was sitting in Gorilla. So I don't know why you would do this, because first of all, Hammerstone's super cool. And number two, Fatu, super cool. And I think either one of them would have ripped him a new one. So they went out there and it started with Fatu. They were like taking liberties, I think maybe with a chair. And I think he was kind of like concussed. And he came out and he was like, hey, what the fuck? And him and his sons kind of ganged up on him. When they came backstage, he was like, let's go, motherfucker. And he was like, oh, no, speak English. Like, motherfucker, that's a universal language. Let's go. You know, like Hammerstone was really mad. He's pretty lucky Fatu was concussed, because he would have smashed him really bad. And so, you know, that got him a lot of heat and court stopped using him.
Interesting. Next is from Anthony from Syracuse. Been listening to K100 since day one in the MLW days. Love your podcast. Keep up the great work. Questions from Conan. WWE called and asked you to be an on-air screen character for Dom or Rey. Would you consider being in that angle? With your history with Rey, I would think you'd be a perfect fit either with Rey or as Dom's manager.
Well, I think I've worked with every Latino there except Selena Vega. She was actually in LAX when I had left, which is a lame version of the group, not because of her, but more because of Hector Guerrero, nothing. Uh-huh. And so...
Oh, yeah, Hector Guerrero was ahead of LAX? He's like a Jesus freak, right?
Yeah, he was, and plus,
yeah, that's not really,
it was brutal.
Fit, right?
Yeah.
It's like, I'm not buying him as
he came out with a president.
He's like in his backstage telling him about Jesus and stuff.
Yeah, and he came out with a presidential sash. Like, LAX was nothing like that. LAX was kind of like militants.
Yeah, and a big part of LAX was the same thing. We used the song on this show every week, the LAX entrance music, and they gave him like another version that was just not good. And it wasn't the same. LAX needs the LAX music.
Right, we were different and we were edgy. So what was the question there?
Would you do an angle with the Dom Rey if they asked you?
Yeah, all those guys I worked with, Phantasma, all those guys. So I would love to work with them one day, and maybe we will.
What would you? How would you pop if Dom brought me in as Uncle Disco?
Yes.
You
had a mustache just like him, and his hair like this.
Right.
I can see the resemblance.
I'm trying to become part of the Judgment Day and tell him how to run things back there. Like, you know.
Right.
Okay, this is interesting. David Benedidas from Chicago, Rec, Illinois. Question for Conan. How do you feel about all these luchadors doing podcasts now, like Latin Lover, Vampiro, Cibernetico? Seems like they all have the same critiques for modern-day wrestling. Everyone looks the same, dresses like bums, all flips, and no storytelling. P.S. Disco, shut the F up. You never let anyone else get a question or thought in. Come to Chicago and I'll break your back, put you in a camel clutch, F your ass, and humble you.
Wow.
So that's David Benitez. So let's suspend him for a month for that, for physical threat. Actually, you know what? Maybe I'll go to Google and see maybe if we can get him arrested for hate crimes, since he did send an email on Google. So, and by the way, David, you don't scare me, you punk. Conan, what do you think about these podcasts? So, man, well, what's the big deal? It's like everybody's got podcasts. At least these guys are wrestlers. Here, right? Yeah, it's like at least they're kind of like, I'd rather listen to like Lad Lover Vampiro or Cybernetico than like some Mark, you know?
Right.
So that's been the Patreon emails. Will we suspend three people this week, Joe?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Yes. Could you put the banner? Can you type that up and get them?
Yeah, I took it down so I could read them to you, but it's Eddie Gonzalez, Coco, David Benitez. That's it.
Okay, so put across.
And please refer to them as the Despicables. Nothing. Yeah.
All right, so let's go to the Mark mailbag. Again, you got this picture ready for this one? I had not seen this. This is actually pretty funny. The pick for the first one here. Mm-hmm. Subject is from Sean Galvin. The subject is James Gunn's take on Clark Kent is Tony Khan. Hey guys, first time writing in. I believe the AEW head and king of the wrestling nerds, Tony Khan, is a visual inspiration for the upcoming Superman film from James Gunn and AEW business partner Warner Brothers. Many set pics have leaked for the new production. Among them are pics of actor David Cornsweet's portrayal of Superman alter ego Clark Kent. Lots of attention has been made of the odd look, particularly the bizarre hairstyle. A unique style that when paired with black-rimmed glasses and a suit looks a hell of a lot like Tony Khan. Could Khan be this movie's inspiration for the ultimate geek? The look of someone so meek and nerdy that no one ever imagined them to be a tough manly hero. The WWE execs most definitely have had interactions with Khan. It's not that the far-fetched of an idea. With a movie of this size and cost, every major look and design has to go through levels of approval. This is very possible that executive at Warner's gave feedback on Kent's look and said, I have just the right look in mind for a modern professional geek. Have you seen the pics? Your thoughts? Thanks for your time, Sean. Sean, that email was way too long to get to your point here. Does this guy look like Tony Khan, Conan?
Let me see. No.
I would say no.
First of all, this guy works out.
Right.
Doesn't really look like a geek spazzing out.
Right.
You know? Like, he doesn't even look like a geek.
They just have the same hair.
Yeah, they just have the same birdness hair. Yeah.
I don't understand the hair because if you look at this guy, like, he easily can play Clark Kent and Superman. You know, like,
I would say this. I would question that. I would say there might be something to it because the fact that his hair looks like Tony Khan's, which does not look like cool hair at all. So I would feed into that maybe that is what this is, possibly. So we'll see. But there's never a way to know.
No way that it could be based on Tony Khan because he's just too fucking, you know,
right, kind
of spazzish. You know what I'm saying?
We all know about the speed of sound, but have you ever thought about the sounds of speeding? If you drive over the speed limit, there are lots of different sounds that you might hear. Drive too fast, and you could hear the sound of your vehicle crashing. The sound of ambulances and first responders desperately trying to free you from the wreckage. You could hear the beeps of a heart monitor. You could hear doctors and nurses in an emergency room as you're being treated for your injuries. You could hear the sound of worried family members in the hospital waiting room, hoping to hear that you're okay. You could even hear the sound of people crying at a funeral. Because if you drive over the speed limit, whether by a lot or by a little, you can do damage that's beyond repair. You could seriously injure yourself, or worse, you could hurt and even kill someone else. When you speed, you put everyone on the road in danger. One way or another, speeding catches up with you. Paid for by NHTSA.
Hear that? That's what cooked when you order juicy beef sounds like. The steaming hug of two slices of melted cheese, the crunch of tangy pickles and sliced onions, all topped with a toasted sesame seed bun. That's the sound of a quarter pounder with cheese.
Fresh beef at participating U.S. McDonald's. Excludes Alaska, Hawaii, and U.S. territories.
Save big money at Menards. Menards has everything you need for your projects from ceiling to floor. Designer's Image vinyl tiles are perfect for updating your home. They feature self-adhesive backing for fast installation and come in several styles. Save big money on Designer Image vinyl tiles at Menards, America's number one home improvement retailer for customer satisfaction, according to J.D. Power. For J.D. Power 2024 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then, learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Let's call out the obvious. Everyone wants to head into the bedroom with confidence, feeling like the best versions of themselves. But sometimes, thoughts and stress and fatigue can get in the way of our bedroom performance, or it could be that we feel we want to reach our full potential. And whether you're happy or unhappy with your work in the bedroom, why not perform even better? Well, what are the options? Sketchy gas station pills or prescription drugs with a long line of side effects? That's where the newest K100 sponsor, Joy Mode, comes in. Joy Mode's sexual performance booster is all natural and science-backed, and it works to increase blood flow, firmness, stamina, and overall performance. It's like a pre-workout, but for sex. It comes in a palm-sized packet, like energy or electrolyte powders you've probably seen them use before. Just stir it into water 45 minutes before sexual activity, it's not a long time, and watch the magic unfold. Not only is this the only supplement you'll need in the bedroom, but it also supports your overall health in the following ways. Blood pressure, cardio health, athletic performance, and more. Even on days where you're not having sex, the sexual performance health booster can still be taken to boost your nitric oxide, which increases blood flow circulation and strengthens your erection long term. The 30-pack of their SPB is the perfect one-month supply, and it can easily fit into your wallet to take with you on the go. Improve and support your overall quality of life, heart health, and bedroom performance by going to usejoymode.com and using the code K100 for 20% off and free shipping. With over 1 million packets taken, that's a lot, men across the nation have turned to Joy Mode. So once again, go to usjoymode.com, that's usejoymode.com, and get 20% off and free shipping with our promo code K100, that's K100 at checkout. That's code K100 at usejoymode.com for 20% off and free shipping. Great sex solved naturally. Joe, I'm sure you're a big fan of this. Could you tell us about your experiences with Joy Mode?
I got mine about a week ago, and I use a little packet, throw it in water every morning. And, you know, I'm going to be 43 years old, and I feel like I'm 25, man. I got a lot of energy. My focus, thankfully, is up. And, yeah, sexual energy, as I'm sure all the listeners wanted to hear me say those terms, is way up. So, yeah, my wife's kind of in the, again kind of mood, you know, so.
The worst thing you can do is leave your partner or your date unsatisfied. This gets the job done. And you will always leave them satisfied. Get your sexual enhancement powder.
Usejoymode.com.
Usejoymode.com. Boom.
Okay, next is some Ick 5150. I guess this is got a picture here too, Joe?
Yep.
Okay. This question is for Wait. Hot off the presses. Breaking news. Do you have any sound effects for that, Joe?
I was going to put the picture up. But...
we'll put the sound effects. We'll be on point here.
I was getting the picture.
Let me start it over again.
Yep. Just say breaking news.
What's up, K100 crew? The question is for Wait. Hot off the presses. Breaking news. Well, namesake of the Juicy Seal of Approval created the Super Hoovy Cup. Juventud Guerrera has won the top championship of his own promotion at a free show in a mall. Yes, La Super X billed the final dream match between Hoovy, Hijo de Parata Morgan y Jack Evans for the Campeonato Mundial Super Monster GCPW. Props to Rob Viper, who once reffed an LA Super X show at a car dealership for the Intel. Now back to the question. Conan, El Comandante, will there ever be another La Parca? LA Park has been pretty quiet, and up there in age, it doesn't have rights to the original name anyway, and La Parca Jr. passed some time ago in a match. Will the gimmick still be a draw? Thanks, guys, and that's from Hayes. P.S. Mina Shirakawa, smash? Yes, she's sexy. What do you think about Hoovy winning the belt in his own promotion?
I like the escalator shot in the back. Uh-huh. I like the fact that it's in a free mall.
Uh-huh.
And I like better the fact, and his girlfriend's putting it on him, okay? Mm-hmm. And I also like the fact that he put this thing out in Mexico going, yeah, promotion where they don't play favorites and this and that. I'm like, they don't play favorites. You just put the belt on yourself, you fucking mark.
That is hysterical.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, is the masked referee, is that someone that Lucha fans should know? It's just that, but Lucha refs don't always wear masks, right?
No.
Oh, here you go.
Next is from the Big Bot Man from Bot County, Georgia, by way of California. It's about the NWO dispensary. Last week, the butt tenders at my favorite dispensary in Sacramento, California, were rocking NWO shirts. I attached pictures. You got the pictures though? When I asked if it was cool if I took a picture, they went into character sort of posing. It was awesome. I told them they should check K100 with Konia podcast. Could you give Main Stage on Broadway in Sacramento, California a shout out for repping the black and white? Since Main Stage is just too sweet for life. Maybe they can get you in there for a signing and smoke sesh too. Disco, I'm taking my wife and kids to Vegas this weekend to watch the Copa quarterfinals. Do you have any food recommendations? My diet is similar to yours. If you come to the game, I'll buy you a drink. It's at 6 p.m. Saturday. The prices are still cheap. Thanks, and that's our Big Bot Man from Bot County. Now, I can't go to the game, but go check out Gangnam, Gangman, for Korean barbecue would be my suggestion. You can also go, if you like Greek food, there's a great Israeli Jewish restaurant called, Jerusalem Chef's Table. It's a kind of a mom and pop Middle Eastern restaurant. It was delicious, run by Jewish people. Next is from John Flynn. The subject is Zilia.
What's that place called so we can shout them out?
That is Main Stage on Broadway in Sacramento, California, where Big Bob is.
Main Stage on Broadway in Sac Town. You know, hope your business keep doing good and don't be afraid to support the show by listening or joining our Patreon. What was the other thing that I wanted to say?
You know what I think they should do?
I want to suspend this guy because he just wants to buy you a beer instead of buying you a ticket. So suspend him, Joe.
Next one's from John Flynn. Subject: Zilia Fatu wrestling in GCW garbage matches. Is it smart for Zilia Fatu to be wrestling in bloody garbage wrestling at this stage of his career? He's had less than 20 matches, has unlimited potential to be a WWE star. Why risk the chance of getting hurt falling through glass when he should be wrestling in companies that can showcase and help him get to the next level? That's from John. I have no idea who Zilia Fatu is.
He's Umaga's son.
Well, okay, that's great. I still don't know who he is. Like, maybe show me a picture of him, Joe, would be the proper.
Right here. There's not that many. That's him to the left there. That's him as well. That's video game version of him.
Well, if he's only had 20 matches, he's wrestling garbage death matches and shit, that's stupid. So
there he is with Jacob. So you can see he's a big fucking kid. So
interesting. Yeah, they look pretty. Yeah. Literally, the bloodline is going to take over professional wrestling. I think they're going to have to probably eventually have diversity, equity, and inclusion in professional wrestling because all the spots like 10 years from now are going to be the Samoans. Next is from Eddie Hogan, and the subject is Ego C3. Over 90% of the clips we see online of Vince Russo trashing WWE and AEW has him joined by EC3. In these clips, EC3 often talks about how Triple H or Tony Khan is booking their shows badly and how they should listen to him to fix the flaws. Question, who the F is EC3 to talk? Last I checked, EC3 is still doing spots at tiny indie shows to crowds of less than 100 people. Last I checked, EC3 was such a bad draw for the NWA that even Billy Corgan make jokes about him in his reality show. Last I checked, when EC3 was booking his own company called Control Your Narrative, it was an immediate disaster and shut down within 4 shows. What I'm asking is, does EC3 have a reputation for big ego behind the scenes? Does he have an attitude problem which would explain why neither WWE, AEW, or TNA want anything to do with him? I have no clue. I don't really follow EC3. Conan, do you have any comment on this, EC3?
No, but just because EC3, you know, is an NWA or wrestles in, you know, small indies doesn't mean he may not have good ideas.
Right.
So I don't know why you're saying, oh, well, who the fuck is he? Just because, you know, sometimes you just need the resources around you. But for him to say that Triple H is not doing a good job booking, that really surprised me because the guy's doing a great job and his whole staff.
Interesting. All right. So next is from Robert Bailey Jr. Sub is glazing. K100 crew, before I get to my question, I'm going to do something that honestly more fans should be doing with this question thread, and I personally should have done it a long time ago. As a wrestling fan of 36 years, I'd like to thank you, Mr. Conan, and you, Mr. Disco Inferno, for your service in professional wrestling and your honest discourse that continues to keep wrestling great. Conan, sir, you're a pioneer, and more mother effers need to give you props for the swag you brought into wrestling. For the sharpshooter, for the tequila sunrise, because that shit is dope, and for teaching me my first Spanish words like orale, I walk around saying oil of olay for the longest. And Disco, I could give an F what anybody says, you were mega over in WCW at one point. You could have been a top face at WCW, not drop the ball, and also your chart buster was up there with Steve Austin's the best looking stunner. Joe, you did good stuff too. Mad props for all your work and getting to work with these legends and Raven. Life is short, so I want to let you know what it is, but enough glazing. Now for the question. Is MJF's best option for an opponent a returning Adam Cole? And does he come back tanned or looking like room temperature margarine? The people want to know. The warm regards, that's from Robert Bailey Jr. Well, they obviously have to pick up the MJF, the Adam Cole angle as soon as he's back. Because they told that story for like months with the devil thing. Then Adam Cole got hurt. What are you going to do, just ignore that? It's still an angle when he's healthy.
They should still be doing something with Adam Cole laterally till he gets better, you know?
Right.
And yeah, he'll probably come back looking like Joe Feeney with no tan and not taking care of his body and looking very undersized.
We all know about the speed of sound, but have you ever thought about the sounds of speeding? If you drive over the speed limit, there are lots of different sounds you might hear. Drive too fast and you can hear the sound of your vehicle crashing, the sound of ambulances and first responders desperately trying to free you from the wreckage. You can hear the beeps of a heart monitor. You can hear doctors and nurses in an emergency room as you're being treated for your injuries. You can hear the sound of your worried family members in the hospital waiting room, hoping to hear that you're okay. You could even hear the sound of people crying at a funeral. Because if you drive over the speed limit, whether by a lot or by a little, you could do damage that's beyond repair. You could seriously injure yourself. Or worse, you could hurt and even kill someone else. When you speed, you put everyone on the road in danger. One way or another, speeding catches up with you. Paid for by NHTSA.
Hear that? That's what cooked when you order juicy beef sounds like. The steaming hug of two slices of melted cheese, the crunch of tangy pickles and sliced onions, all topped with a toasted sesame seed bun. That's the sound of a quarter pounder with cheese.
Fresh beef at participating U.S. McDonald's. Excludes Alaska, Hawaii, and U.S. territories.
Get high-quality paints and save big money on your next project now at Menards. Freshen up your home with a grand finish with Pittsburgh Grand Distinction Interior Paint. It's a premium paint and primer with excellent durability and comes in over 750 Wunco colors. Save big money on Pittsburgh paints and stains at Menards, America's number one home improvement retailer for customer satisfaction, according to J.D. Power. For J.D. Power 2024 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Save big money at
Summer is supposed to be an opportunity to slow down, but when you look at your kids, you can't help but notice that your kids are growing up fast. Help them build independence as they grow with Greenlight. Greenlight is a debit card and money app for families, where parents can keep an eye on kids' money habits, while kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. It's the easy, convenient way to raise financially smart kids. Get your first month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Conan, guess what?
Yo, what up?
We got some great news.
All right.
The Legacy Test Stack and the Legacy Ultimate Test Stack are back in stock for LegacySubs.com. And I'm sure our boy Nick Aldis, who ruptured a biceps tendon, is going to be stacking up on the Legacy Test Stack and the Ultimate Test Stack to rehabilitate his injury. Do you think he might be doing that?
For sure.
Well, this product has been proven to be so popular, the Legacy has been out of stock for almost a month. So if you've been on the fence about trying their best-selling stack for safety and naturally optimize your testosterone levels, don't hesitate. The modern world is full of harmful chemicals that lower your testosterone, and the best way to fight back is to make sure you're naturally stimulating your body's own natural testosterone production at all times. Healthy testosterone levels account for more strength and more energy, that's obvious. Also, a healthier sex drive and better sleep. A lot of people probably didn't know that. So invest in your health and performance now and order the Legacy Ultimate Test Stack at LegacySubs.com. And remember to use the code K100. It's the number one discount code used for LegacySubs.com to get a 10% discount and support the show. That's LegacySubs.com. Level up with Legacy. All of our friends, if they get it, don't forget, reorder if you're running out. And for all our newbies that are listening to this, we've got great testimonials from our followers that have been using this. They've been losing weight, feeling better,
Getting More Muscular. It's great products there by our boy Nick Aldis and LegacySubs.com.
Right. And there's a reason why this is their best-selling thing. We've been doing business with them for 3 years. You know, the TESS X9 is like an optimizer. So like he said, it helps with libido. It helps with your energy levels. It helps with your workouts. I mean, you know, testosterone. That's why guys over 40 years old are just running to get the TRT therapy. You know what I'm saying? Because right. It works. So we use these products ourselves. You can't go wrong with them. So get healthy, stay healthy with Legacy Subs. Boom.
Okay, so the next email has more images from Mig Cruz, and the subject is Vegas and WWE AEW show report. What's up, K100? I'm planning on going to WrestleMania next year in Vegas. Disco, where's a good place to stay at? Resorts World. I've only been to Vegas once many years ago, and I also attended both the SmackDown MSG show and Forbidden Door pay-per-view. I would like to provide a report on both shows. SmackDown was amazing. I've been to hundreds of wrestling shows in my life, especially The Garden, and this one was great. I haven't been to a WWE show in over 4 years because I've been going to AEW shows instead. The energy at MSG was insane. The matches were simple and fun. Even the speed match before SmackDown was great. The only time I heard crickets and tumbleweeds was during the entrance of Candice LeRae. As for the Forbidden Door show, that was a fun show as well. Good-sized crowd, very loud the whole night. The only negative thing I have to say is that it went way too long. The show started at 6:30 with the pre-show matches, and the whole thing ended at midnight. Oh, my God. I was tired by 10. Every match was great, though, surprising the Mercedes Moné match. I wasn't expecting to be that good. People booed Mercedes, and the crowd loved Stephanie Vacker. I added a photo of the crowd at each event for you guys to see, and thanks, that's Miguel from Staten Island. Is that the MSG or that's MSG,
that's,
right?
That's Forbidden Door right here.
That's Forbidden Door? Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, crowd.
And there's MSG SmackDown.
Yeah.
Let me tell I meant to say something last week when we were discussing it, but it just didn't. I didn't have the chance. But I started looking at tickets for SmackDown because I've only been to Madison Square Garden for concerts. I've never been there for wrestling or boxing or anything. Those prices were pretty, I mean, anything that you would consider like half, I'm not even talking front row, I'm talking like, you know, second level up, 1, 2, 3 rows, $400-$500 and shit on StubHub, man. People were really jacking up the prices for that.
What concert did you go to besides Guns N' Roses?
At Madison Square Garden? Guns N' Roses.
No, at the Tokyo Dome. What are we talking about?
Guns N' Roses.
All of them?
2006. Well, it's the only time I've been to Madison Square Garden one time.
Did you see how fat and incoherent Axl Rose is these days? There's clips of him.
What?
It's pretty funny. It shows him singing, and he's like mumbling his words, and they have like a deciphered
that's
the words.
Vince
that
Neil. That's Vince.
Was that Vince Neil?
Yeah.
I thought that was Axl Rose.
No,
oh,
man,
that's right. It's Vince Neil. Yeah. It's gross. I mean, it's so insulting.
As Vince Neil was Axl Rose. Was he part of Poison?
Motley Crue, Conan.
Motley Crue.
Who was the one with the guitarist with CeCe?
Poison.
Poison. What's that guy's name?
Brett Michaels.
You know who reminds me of him a little bit? Dolph Ziggler.
Yeah, a little bit, right?
Yeah.
We all know about the speed of sound, but have you ever thought about the sounds of speeding? If you drive over the speed limit, there are lots of different sounds you might hear. Drive too fast and you can hear the sound of your vehicle crashing, the sound of ambulances and first responders desperately trying to free you from the wreckage. You can hear the beeps of a heart monitor. You can hear doctors and nurses in an emergency room as you're being treated for your injuries. You can hear the sound of your worried family members in the hospital waiting room, hoping to hear that you're okay. You could even hear the sound of people crying at a funeral. Because if you drive over the speed limit, whether by a lot or by a little, you could do damage that's beyond repair. You could seriously injure yourself. Or worse, you could hurt and even kill someone else. When you speed, you put everyone on the road in danger. One way or another, speeding catches up with you. Paid for by NHTSA.
Hear that? That's what cooked when you order Juicy Beef sounds like. The steaming hug of two slices of melted cheese, the crunch of tangy pickles and sliced onions, all topped with a toasted sesame seed bun. That's the sound of a quarter pounder with cheese.
Fresh beef at participating U.S. McDonald's. Excludes Alaska, Hawaii, and U.S. territories.
School is back, and Dick's Sporting Goods has what you need to win your year. Shop the hottest styles from the best brands like Nike, Jordan, FP Movement, Adidas, and Stanley. Stop by your local store or visit dicks.com for fast shipping. Now you're ready to win your year.
Summer is supposed to be an opportunity to slow down, but when you look at your kids, you can't help but notice that your kids are growing up fast. Help them build independence as they grow with Greenlight. Greenlight is a debit card and money app for families, where parents can keep an eye on kids' money habits, while kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. It's the easy, convenient way to raise financially smart kids. Get your first month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Hear that? That's what cooked when you order Juicy Beef sounds like. The steaming hug of two slices of melted cheese, the crunch of tangy pickles and sliced onions, all topped with a toasted sesame seed bun. That's the sound of a quarter pounder with cheese.
Fresh beef at participating U.S. McDonald's. Excludes Alaska, Hawaii, and U.S. territories.
School is back, and Dick's Sporting Goods has what you need to win your year. Shop the hottest styles from the best brands like Nike, Jordan, FP Movement, Adidas, and Stanley. Stop by your local store or visit dicks.com for fast shipping. Now you're ready to win your year.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then, learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Hey, it's Michelle Beadle. That's right, the Michelle Beadle. You're welcome. You love talking about sports. I love talking about sports. You know the only thing cooler than talking about sports? Sports! And right now, all your favorite sports are on SiriusXM. I'm talking every NFL game, every game from the NBA, NHL, MLB, every NASCAR race, golf major, major conference college sports, and all the top games in the WNBA. If it gets your heart pumping, it's on SiriusXM. To start your free trial of SiriusXM today, visit SiriusXM.com/believe.